The deepest solace lies in understanding. This ancient unseen stream, a shudder before the beautiful.
Oh, boy. That was bullshit. This is the world famous Phil Henry.
I don't think you should be talking.
No, what that was total bullshit. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com.
Well, that was a band called, or that is a band called Nightwish, and it's called Shudder Before the Beautiful. And,
you know, that man's voice reminds me a little bit of what we'll be talking about today on these airwaves. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, Margaret is referencing a run-in she had.
Let's not characterize it as that, Phil.
A run-in that you had with the manager of the Hotel Ronaldo in Pasadena today. We'll find out. All right, welcome to the show. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, always at your service, always here, ready to rock and roll, Monday through Friday, whatever time you want to listen to us. It doesn't make any difference. It's the new world of on-demand listening. We like it. We think it's important. We think it's fantastic. Here's Bob Bacon. He's got the traffic. Let's listen to him right now. Bob, what's it look like for you?
Tell them people where I'm bouncing, Phil. I'll tell you, we talk about on-demand, and I'm on-demand until right now, and out here I'm on-demand. I feel I was on-demand with my wife in bedroom. I had to come up here and downtown town. Well, in any event, Phil, at the 405, I'm on-demand here, and I got there, and I'm looking down on the freeway, and what do I see? There's a little man down there. He's walking out there, looking up there and waving at me. So I tossed a turkey right out the window, and it's right on top of his head. Bob, make it driving.
Is Bacon ever going to make sense, or is this just...
Yankees! Bob does a good job.
Yeah, so you keep telling us.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you in part by Fracture. Yes, that's right, Fracture. Fracture is a company that prints photos directly onto glass, which has been described as being like hanging your iPod on the wall. Do you know what that looks like? I can tell you what it looks like, because I actually did a couple of pictures of us in San Francisco recently, there at the pier. And I'm telling you, it does. It absolutely does capture the light, and it jumps right out at you. That's what Fracture does for you, and that's what Fracture does for your very, very important photographs. That's what Fracture will do. It will fracture you, man. It will fracture your perception of what a photograph can look like. And talk about something beautiful in a gallery there in your home. Colors pop right out, and I'll tell you what. When you get your Fracture order back after you give them your photographs and they render these onto a beautiful glass, they come ready to mount, even throw in a screw for you if you want, so you can put it on the wall the right way. And, of course, each Fracture is hand-assembled and checked for quality by their very small but very competent and all-American team there in Gainesville, Florida. If you need another reason to buy one besides them being our sponsors, you can get 15% off with the coupon code PHIL, P-H-I-L. Just go to fracture.me, and check out this beautiful product online.
Yeah!
Hey, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back as we listen to the music of Nightwish. Yeah! It's supposed to be demon music, man. It ain't demon music.
All right, Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com reminding you that you can get a backstage pass to our show, which is always a nice thing to do.
Well, I got to, you know, my nephew was in from Sutter Mill, California. You know, there's a Sutter's Mill, California. You know that?
I thought that was up in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, it's there, but it's still Sutter's Mill. It's a place where they, well, anyway, my nephew's up there. What do you want?
Well, he's looking for gold.
No, he's not looking for gold. He works for the Army Corps of Engineers.
So what is he living up there for, the Army Corps of...
Yes, of Engineers. Anyway, he said to me, how much is a backstage pass? And I said, have you struck gold lately? Is he what I'm saying?
No, it's not that expensive.
Well, that was my cute little joke. He said, well, no, I haven't. So he blew off buying one. But I think I was kidding, and I want everyone to know that, and you should get a backstage pass.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, what are you going to get? Oh, look at this guy.
Well, Phil, I think Phil is right to feel a bit put off by your cavalier.
Margaret.
Your cavalier approach to his business. I think you should have said to your nephew, no, it isn't. It doesn't take a gold strike.
Well, I think if we want to be perfectly honest, your nephew should have been bright enough to know that anyway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think you should have been bright enough to know it doesn't take a gold strike. It doesn't take a gold strike to have a Phil Henry Show backstage pass. All you gotta do is whip out the plastic, and for a lousy stinking $9.95 a month, man, it is yours. All right, Margaret, tell us about...
Is this still the same? This is this overwrought... I call this little boy rock, you know?
This is just, It's Nightwish. So tell us about, what was the run-in today?
I told you, Phil, it was not a run-in so much as it was.
Well, you said you had, I'm using your word.
It was not so much a run-in, all right, so I use the word. It's not so much a run-in as it was a disagreement. I've known Mark Berger over at Hotel Rinaldo for a great many years. Frank knows him. We stay at the Hotel Rinaldo. It is very exclusive, excuse me for putting it that way. Not many of your listeners, even people that are from the Los Angeles area, have heard of it. I don't want to give it any more publicity than need be. I'm here to say that it's a wonderful hotel. I'm here to say that I don't want to see a lot of...
Got a lot of creeps and everything.
I didn't say creeps, Bud, please.
Well, you know, you don't want to see a lot of people or...
All right, so you don't want to see a lot of people that aren't your type.
I didn't say that either.
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, when you talk about... You know,
Would you please look at me when you're talking to me, Robert?
Oh, sorry. You talk about creeps and everything.
I don't want a lot... I did use the word creep.
See, here's the thing, Margaret. You use the word creeps, and you use the word run-in. Now you're claiming you didn't.
That was off the air.
Well, look, Margaret, were they creeps? Are they creeps or are they not?
I'm trying to explain. I would say the people that I don't want to see at the Hotel Rinaldo... No, I don't want to see... Do you want to see creeps when you go to the hotel, Phil?
When I go to the hotel?
When you go to any hotel. Do you want to see the creep? Do you want to... Am I alone here?
Now, look, what do you mean the creep? You're talking about the general creep.
General creep?
Yeah, that's what you're called, general creep.
Hey, watch it. Come on.
I'm just kidding around.
Don't you look at me and call me general creep.
I'm saying, the point that I'm trying to make here is, do you want the creep or do you not?
Margaret, what are you talking about, the creep? You talking about creepy people in general?
Yes.
All right. I suppose the answer to that question is no, I do not.
Yeah, no, who does?
All right, that's all I'm trying to say. That's what I was saying to Mark Berger. And
I thought you said his name was Mark Berger.
His name is Mark, how do you spell it? Mark Berger.
And you've known him for years.
Yes, I have. Oh, big deal, Phil.
Well, Jesus, you carved the guy's name. You carved the guy's name, not another ass. That name's got three asses.
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's just move past that. So, Mark Berger, whatever the hell his name is the manager there at the Hotel Rinaldo. You have to get to what the problem was.
Well, I thought we'd bring Mark on the line, and Mark could talk about this for himself. I don't want to speak for him. I want him to speak for himself. Having said that... If he gets anything wrong, I do want to correct him.
Well, you're not going to talk. What? Are you going to let him speak for himself?
Excuse me, bud. Since when am I answering to you?
I've got legitimate questions that Mr. Henry said I could ask.
Mr. Sindri? Nice going.
Well, I mean, he does.
All right. Wait. If Bud has a legitimate question, Morgan, I'm sure you agree he gets to ask it. However, the question remains... what exactly happened. So what we'll do is, I guess we will get Mr. Berger on, or Mr. Berger. What is his name?
His name is, I told you what his name is. It's Mark Berger.
You said it was Mark Berger 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, Margaret, what is the name of the guy? The guy you're telling, this guy isn't the creep, is he?
No, he's not the creep. He's the manager of the hotel.
And his name is?
Mark Berger.
That's right, you said Berger.
No, what did I, could you play it back, please?
Yeah.
His name is Mark Berger.
There it is, right there.
That was me. I just spoke right now. That wasn't on a recording.
Was that a recording, Bud?
No, it's Ms. Greg.
Will you play the recording, for God's sake?
And his name is Mark Berger.
Yeah.
Not that one. The one before, when she said his name is Mark Berger.
Well, that will be a recording of me kidding around and saying Mark Berger.
Mark Berger?
No, Mark, I said Mark Berger.
Would you... Back it up, Bud.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Phil, unclench your fist, Phil.
Take it easy. Back it up, Bud. Back it up. 15 minutes when she said, Mark Berger. Do it.
And his name is Mark Berger.
That one?
Was that her talking again?
Well,
I was saying, he hadn't gotten to the recording yet.
Margaret, just shut up.
Oh, my.
Just shut up. And if you want to call Frank, go ahead and call Frank, and I'll tell him why I told you to shut up, and Frank will endorse it 8,000,000%.
All right, just for laughs, would you get my husband on the phone, Bud, when you're done re-racking or whatever?
Yeah, let me get... Yeah, Mr. Gray, you hold on for a minute, because I'm doing a 15 million different things right now, but we do want to talk about you, about telling Margaret to shut the hole.
Don't say that to him. Let me talk to Frank.
Wait. Back it up. Now, play it.
Mark Berger.
Was that a recording?
Yes, it was.
Were you saying Mark Berger into the microphone?
Weren't you watching me?
No, I wasn't. I was looking at him.
Then the answer is no, I didn't.
Margaret, you know, you're the lioness whore.
Oh, my God.
Boy, I didn't hear that, did I?
She's a lion whore. I saw her go Mark Berger.
Turn her mic off, will you?
Well, Mr. Henry,
turn her mic off. Now, turn her mic. Don't say a word, Margaret.
I want my husband, please.
He's on hold right now. I can't do 18 things at once. All right, what do you want me to do?
You know exactly what I want you to do. Roll it back to when she said Mark Berger.
Phil, I think you've made your point.
Emerson, I think the point has been very, very well made.
I don't care if you think it's been well made. I want to hear her on a recording saying Mark Berger. Roll it.
Mark Berger.
She wasn't moving her lips, was she?
Well, she was moving her lips, but the mic's turned off.
Okay. What were you saying?
Mark Berger.
Mark Berger?
Oh, get a load of you making fun of how people talk. Wow.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Wow.
Hey, bud, I'm here trying to defend you from being a slob, okay? Not doing your job, okay?
Hey, Phil, you know, everybody's just, we're just kicking, you know, kidding around and everything. What are you getting upset about?
Because I'm getting kind of tired of being taken advantage of on this here show, which bears my name. All right, Frank Gray, so let's just find out what's wrong here. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Better than Custer. What's going on?
Frank, listen, it's Margaret. I want to say that my question is this. Do we not stay at the Hotel Rinaldo?
Well, after today, I don't know what the Christ you... Gee, you should have seen what he was doing. We were talking to the hotel manager like she was just a piece of something that he picked out from between his vaginal...
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank.
Why did you hang up on him?
You heard what he was saying.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, all right, so let's get over here now to this man from, I believe it is the Hotel Rinaldo. He happens to be their manager, and he was there on site today when Margaret, whatever happened, she had this problem, so we'll talk to him right now. Will that make you feel better, Margaret?
You know, Phil, you're a real smartass.
You know what, Phil? Just let it go.
No. Will that make you feel better?
What a dickhead.
Hey, look, Margaret.
No. I was at the Hotel Rinaldo, is the way it's pronounced, by the way, with my husband, Frank, this morning. Is he there?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Berger. Is it Berger or Barger? It's Barger? That's what I thought, yeah. Are you related to Sonny? Sonny Barger? Are you related to Sonny Barger? Sonny. Sonny Barger. Forget it, will you? Give me that phone.
Hi, is it Mr. Barger or is it Mr. Berger? It's Phil Henry here on the Phil Henry Show. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm doing quite well. My name is pronounced Bogner. Bogner. And I've had some acquaintance with Margaret over the years, but she's tried to get the name right.
Well, I thought I've gotten the name right, Mike. What is it?
It's Bogner. But for the purposes of yourself and Mr. Gray, of course, I accept Berger or Barger, or if you will now, I have the immense Bogner.
Okay, Mr. Why don't we call you Mr. Bogner?
No, it's not Bogner. It's Mike or Mark, really, but Mike Bogner.
Well, what does that mean, sir? This is General Galen Shaw. How do you do?
I'm fine, gentlemen. Thank you.
What? Say that again?
My name is Mark Bogner.
Mark Bogner.
Yeah, well, you would find that funny, but I think your name is...
Look at Mark. I'm sorry. This is Margaret. This is all my fault. I talked about the run-in that you and I had this morning at the hotel.
Well, it was very unfortunate, and it's doubly unfortunate because I've done a great deal of business with yourself and your husband, Frank, over the years.
All right, can you tell us what happened?
Yes, I'd be happy to tell you what happened, but just so long as you know that my name is Mark Bogner. You do know that, right?
Yeah, we know it's Mark Bogner, but we don't even know how to pronounce that.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name's Bud Dickman.
It's what?
Bud Dickman.
Bud Dick.
Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
Oh, I'm sorry. And what is your comment, sir?
My name is, was your name Mr. Mark Berger or Mark Bogner?
I don't understand it.
Don't worry, that's a young man, Bud. It's just...
Take it easy, Bud. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, bud. My name is Mark. I don't understand what... I have people every day who understand my name. It's Mark Barnum.
Mark Barnum, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, if you're hearing that, I suggest you get your ears checked.
Well, what? How do you say it again?
I can say it again and again and again. And I don't think I'm talking to people who are going to get it right.
I can pronounce your name, Mark. It is Mark Barnum, right?
Yes, that's right.
There.
Mark Barnum.
No, no, no. God almighty.
Look at all right. Let's move past it. If we carve your name up, we apologize.
Well, that's why I say, if you'd like to call me Mr. Barger, you may, or Mr. Barger, or Mr. Berger.
What do you prefer?
I prefer Mr. Berger.
All right, it's Mark Berger, then.
Yeah, if you must. My real name is Mark Barnum. But if you want...
I'm sorry, I'll say Mark Barnum.
No, you just carved it up, you see. You had it so beautifully. The name...
All right, I think we're spending... I apologize, sir. I believe that your name is very important, but I can't spend all this time on it. We got to get on to what happened today at your hotel.
Well, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. But I'm just saying, if you want to call me Mr. Berger, you can call me Mr. Berger. If you want to call me Mr. Barger...
Yes, I know. We can call you Mr. Barger or Mr. Barger.
No, not Barger. I don't like that name.
Said we could call you Mr. Barger.
If you want, yes.
You know something, Barger? You're beginning to really tighten my jaws, you know?
I don't know what that means.
You're starting to get me pissed off.
Right, hold on. That's fine, Mr. Barger. Mr. Barger, we will call you either Burger or Barger. You don't want Barger.
No, I don't want Barger, but I do like my name, Mark Barnum.
Right. But unfortunately, I'm not getting that name right. So if you don't mind, I'll call you Mr. Barger. That seems to be close enough.
No, that's Burger's far closer, you see. That's why I said Margaret. Call me Mr. Berger.
Yes, but I called him Barger because I thought it was closer to Barton. And...
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
If you're getting irritated, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but you can understand the level of irritation that I have. And certainly I had a bit of a problem this morning when I was talking to Margaret and her husband, Frank. I've known both of them.
Let me explain this, if you don't mind. We were coming out of the hotel this morning into the lobby, and I was going to say goodbye to Mark because I knew that he was there. Suddenly we run into a camera crew, and I mean lights, cameras, grips. They've got a craft services set up someplace. They have equipment trolleys everywhere, those equipment dollies, all right there in the middle of the lobby of the hotel. And I was absolutely astounded at this.
Yes, but I said to you...
Excuse me, I'm not done yet, Mark or Mike.
My name is Mike.
Is it Mike or is it Mark?
What the fuck?
Is it Mike or is it Mark?
It's Mark.
Then what?
It's Mark Barnum, Phil.
If I have to hear this man's name one more time.
Oh, I see. So it's not good enough for you on your little radio show there. I have to heel too here for you. My name is Mike Barnum. My name is Mark Barnum. I go by Mike Berger. I can go by Mike Barger, or I can go by Mike Barger. I don't like Barger, yes, you're right. I prefer Mark Barnum. Second preference, Mark Berger. Third preference, Mike Berger. Fourth preference, Mark Berger. And fifth preference, Mike Barger, or Mike Barger, or Mark Berger. Now that...
All right, we'll be moving on now.
Bill, you cannot...
Well, then tell that guy to get under control, or I'm going to flip my lid.
You know what, Margaret? I'll tell you, that guy is trying to... You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to act like a real dickhead because you might have had...
Why? Because I've got him over the barrel? I'm not here to embarrass him.
Get him back on the phone, bud.
Just hung up on him.
Get him back on the phone. I don't care. And I will have no more of Mark Barger or Mark Berger. Mark B... Fuck. Yes, sir, are you there?
Jesus Christ.
Call him back.
Just hung up.
Call him back.
Phil, get a hold of yourself.
No, I don't think I will. No, not today. I don't think I'll get a hold of myself today. I'll be talking to this chap, and there he is. Mr. Berger?
Yes, Mark Berger. How are you, Mr. Henry?
Fine.
All right. I understand we had a little bit of a problem there, but I'm perfectly willing to put that behind us. We can talk about what happened this morning at the hotel.
How about if I just call you Mike and let it go with that?
No, my name is Mark.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
All right. So, Ms. Gray was coming out of the hotel.
No, I'll do. I was coming into... I'll do. That's what Frank said to me when we were married. When the preacher said, do you take this woman? He said, I'll do. And what he meant by that was not so much that he took me, but that he would do. I was settling for him, and he knew he would do, but he wasn't my first pick. And I found that to be far nicer.
I love that. I love that story. And it's a story that Margaret tells often when she's here. And I'm not saying that I'm bored by it.
No, I'm not bored by it either, but I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm telling you that Frank and I were coming into the lobby of the... I was saying I'll do because I'll do the story. But it also reminded me of our wedding vows.
Yes, yes, yes. Now get to it.
You little bird.
What? I can...
All right, take it easy. Margaret?
So anyway, I was coming into the lobby and I saw this film crew. Now, no one had told me. I cover the Hollywood scene and the entertainment scene, and I do it, I think, quite extensively, and I do it quite frequently. So no one had really told me what was going on. I asked to see Mark. He came out. I said, what is this? And pick it up from there, Mark.
Well, I did. I told her that we had one of the shows shooting there, not only in the lobby, but they'd been on the property, and they would be shooting around the property for the bulk of the day. And I told her the name of the program.
You don't have to tell us the name of the show.
All right, but it was not a very big show. It's a Netflix show. I think it's, it might do well, I don't know. But nonetheless, I said that they were shooting on the property, and I asked her what was the problem.
I'll pick it up from here. I said, why was I not informed? Why am I standing here in the lobby of your hotel with an entire production, a television production going on, and I've not been informed? You know, no one is, people, to be honest with you, Phil, some of the producers should have been coming up to me and saying, Ms. Gray, I didn't know that you'd be here, but I didn't, none of that happened, and I think it's because they were caught unawares.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You were upset because you weren't recognized.
Well, it wasn't so much that. As I told Mark, why didn't you tell me?
I honestly don't recall ever agreeing to calling you any time we had a television production or film production, for that matter, inside the hotel. Now, we can certainly make that agreement going forward.
But we didn't have an agreement. It's simply something you would do. It's simply something you would do.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that I would do it.
Oh, is this something that is an ordinary thing that you call up journalists when you have a television production there?
Of course not, Bill. Most of these programs want to be under the radar.
Well, no, he wouldn't call any a journalist. He would call me. I've been coming to his hotel for 35 years.
Margaret?
35 years. Get Frank on the phone, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God.
Everybody is a little flustered here. Now, I want to ask you, Mark or Mike, if you don't mind.
You can call me Mike.
Thank you, Mark.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. You and your hotel have quite a bit of this going on?
I would say we have quite a bit of it, yes. We had, last month, we had Endgame. The month before that, we had Belief or Intolerance, which is a new film, made-for-TV film. The month before that, we had Art's Cliffhanger, which is a television show. The other one was Eyeing the President. The other one...
Wait, you're telling me you had all of these programs there at your hotel?
Yes, we did. Now, you can start to break my castanets, you like to say, Mark, but I didn't tell you.
Yes, I would very much break your cat. Where do you get off not telling me?
I don't know where it's written that I have to tell you anything. I'm the manager of the hotel. I'm very appreciative.
Got Frank Gray.
I'm very appreciative of the fact...
You know, that's my husband, Frank.
Yes, I know it's your husband, Frank. What, am I supposed to jump and shout and scream?
Hey, Frank?
Frank Gray.
Frank, how you doing? It's Phil Hendry.
I'm better than Custer, young man.
Frank, I've got Mark or Mike Berger or Barger...
It's Mark Borgnin, Frank. This is Margaret.
Yeah, I'll talk to her.
Yes, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. This situation that happened in your hotel this morning, I'm hopeful will not be repeated. My wife and I spend a great deal of money.
Well, you know, Frank...
Wait, hold on. Hold your mouth. Just shut your mouth, Barger. Because...
It's Borgnin.
No. Today it's Barger.
Mr. Gray, my name...
Today it's Barger, okay? Tomorrow, you can call yourself anything you want. You could call yourself Houdini tomorrow. You could call yourself Sean Penn. But today, and today only, it's Barger.
Yes, sir.
Now, my wife walked into the lobby of your hotel this morning to get herself my son walked into the hotel of your lobby this morning to get herself a cup of cocoa, and she came back and she said, "Dad, the manager of the hotel yelled at me." And I said, "Who was it?" And she told me the name Mark Badger or something like that. And she said she yelled at me because there's a... And so I came out and I talked to you, didn't I?
You did, sir, and I tried to tell you that I told the boy to get away from the actors because the boy looked as if he had a sheen of grease on him. And
see, that part, I am absolutely outraged. My son didn't have a sheen of grease on him.
Oh, no, I've got it, Margaret. I've got it, okay? Let me talk to her. Now, you're telling me, Bargner, that my son, okay...
The name is Barger.
You know, the name is Barger. My son, that she had a sheen of grease on her, and you didn't want her near any of the actors? Is that what you're saying?
That was my feeling. Now, your wife did come out, Ms. Gray, and she told me that she would speak with me directly, and that she told your son to go...
No, I understand. When he came out to talk to you, and he told our son to go back to the room, and she came back to the room. But then my wife came back, and he told me that you had said to him that these were a movie, this was a movie, and that he had not been informed of the production forthwith, and that he had been treated like he was a slob in from Keokuk who was looking for autographs, and he felt humiliated as the, I think a bellhop, told him to move it out, and he told me the bellhop said, "Move it outside." Now, what is it, sir?
In that case, I apologize. The bellhop was probably referring to
my ass.
To Ms. Gray's rear end, yes.
Right. So she says for him to move it outside. And what does she do, Phil? She's the manager, and she calls me up and says, "I regret to inform you, but your wife had to haul it outside." Literally, your wife had to have a bellhop's help to move it outside. Thank Christ on a crutch that we didn't need a block and tackle. End quote.
I said that because Ms. Gray was causing a disturbance, and I thought perhaps we would mollify the situation were we to bring out some extra help.
A block and tackle?
That was meant in jest.
It was not. And I'll say one more. I'll never sleep another night under the roof of the Hotel Rinaldo as long as I'm alive, or I will give you one chance, and that is, I know that you've got a special on for the summer.
Yes, 20% off all the rooms for return customers, of course.
Well, if I'm included in that, and...
Well, what about me, Frank?
First things first, Margaret. If I'm included in that, then I'll take it. Now, if you can throw him in, what do I get for him?
Yes, the same 20%. If you bring your wife, perhaps we'll... Brilliant dinner.
All right, so for him, I get the tour. Sorry, Phil, thank you. But don't ever do that. What a scum.
Okay, that was great. I just heard a negotiation happen there that was...
Yes, and you heard me cut completely out of it.
Margaret, I'm so sorry.
And it's Margaret now, is it?
You wanted me to call you Margaret? You're carving my name up. My name is Mark Bargnon.
I've said your name is Mark Bargnon. You said that I said it right.
Yes, but all these other clowns, excuse me, Mr. Henry, but all these other clowns are calling me Mike, Mick, Mac.
They call you Mick or Mac. I called you Mark or Mike. Okay.
What's wrong with you? Was there something wrong with him, Phil?
Why?
I thought I heard some residual gas.
We have a lot of that on this show. All right, I can see that everything has been settled.
No, everything has not been settled. I was treated like a tourist from Keokuk.
Yes, but I just cut a deal with your husband, and I would also like to say that I held my temper throughout this entire conversation while he called me she. Okay?
Look, Mark...
He called me she. No one gets away with that. Now, you might as well know it, Mr. Henry.
Okay,
No.
Mark!
No. I spent 5 years in prison. And every day of my life, I was referred to as she. And I think you know why.
Oh, Christ.
Yes, yeah. All right.
So I have never allowed another living soul to refer to me as she until I met Frank Gray and realized that his mind was nothing more than a sponge absorbing every putrid, fetid fluid in the universe. And I decided, well, I'll cut him a break. But don't you ever...
Mark...
Don't you ever call me she. None of you suckers. Now, you listen to me, sucker.
Mark, I'm just trying to say...
You listen to me, sucker. Don't be a sucker. Don't call me she. You're out on your feet. Get her a drink.
Thank you, sir.
Ow! I'm sorry, I hit my finger.
Boy, you know something? You people, and I don't mean just Margaret, I mean you, Henry, and you too, Dickman, and you too, Leonard.
I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, well, you know what? You all belong in a soft room for some of the freaks you bring on here. You know some real nuts. And, buddy, I wouldn't want to know any... I wouldn't want to break bread with any of them.
All right, well...
Well, I see you think the whole thing's a big joke, huh?
No, I don't think the whole thing's a big joke. I heard your husband come on here and try and defend you. What he got out of it, basically, was he got a discount on the room.
Well, I don't consider that to be sufficient.
You know what, Margaret? I'd have to tell you that most of the time when people complain about hotel service or the way a hotel is run or whatever it has to do with a hotel, generally what you're looking for is a discount on the room. You're looking for a little give and take, and I think Frank got it there.
Yes, but did you like the whole part about it, and what do I get for it?
Didn't say it, said him.
Yeah, there you go. What do I get for him? And the whole thing about it, move it outside or I'll have to get a block and tackle... Frank did not address that.
Well, I mean, I heard Mark, whatever that fruitball's name is.
What a bigot.
Jesus Christ, Henry, with all the stuff going on there in Indiana, and you call that guy a fruitball.
It had nothing to do with sexual orientation. He just sounded like he didn't have much going on upstairs. How about them apples? We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. With more of this exciting and scintillating program. Coming up next is Bob Green, and he's got another employee situation there at work that we're going to be hearing about. This has to do with more graffiti there on the...
Is this Azalea?
Excuse me, I'm talking?
Oh, I'm...
More graffiti there on the ladies' bathroom wall. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Hey, listen, everybody, you want to get your, baseball caps and sweatshirts and all that bullshit, go on over to the Phil Henry Show online store and pick up your favorite Phil Henry piece of merchandise, shot glasses, coffee mugs, CDs, downloads. Yeah!
Phil Henry Show online store at philhenryshow.com.
Don't you come in thinking goodbye. You seem like trouble to me.
Hello, everyone. This is Mac Berger. I hope you enjoy the Hotel Rinaldo. We have a great many things for your enjoyment. Pools open 24/7, of course, the spa. We also have wonderful spa treatments where you go and you put the mud on your face and so on and so forth. Now, we have beautifully appointed rooms. We have the suite, the President's suite, the Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. That is actually a suite. We named that after the Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. You know the song. We also have some lovely, lovely wedding suites that I think you'll enjoy. Just call me, Mac Bugnoon, and I'm at the beautiful Hotel Rinaldo. There, what's the problem?
You mean your name is Mac Bugnoon?
Phil, take it easy.
What a dick. That's it. I'm not buying it.
Get out of here, Bugnoon.
My name is Mac Bugnoon.
Smells like trouble to me.
My name is Mac Bugnoon.
I gotta get out of here, big Neona.
Well, at least you got the name right.
In this position, should have never got involved in the first place. The second place never get the recognition.
All right, folks. Bob Green from the what is this? It's Bob Green, who is going to be talking to us here from Fraser Foods in just a moment. Another situation how they're at the store.
No, but turn out, Mr. Eddie, that Fraser Foods, you know. What happened was, he got another hassle there in the ladies' can. I don't know what it's all about.
What is he doing hanging around in the ladies' can? Boy, that man is a freak and a half, I'm telling you.
Well, that's great, Margaret, because we happen to have him on the line.
I don't care. I'm fine. Bob knows how I feel. Let me say, Bob knows how I... Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, Margaret. How are you doing? Yeah, well, there's one thing about you, Margaret. You sure as hell don't pull any punches.
No, I do not pull any punches. Tell us about this latest imbroglio.
Get a load of her, imbroglio. Hey, Bobby, I'm talking to this lady.
All right, okay, Bob. Tell us about the latest imbroglio.
Well, all right. Well, we've got imbroglio on sale. Is that the stuff you're talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant broccoli.
That's great, Bob.
Thanks a lot. So, what are we going to do today, Phil?
Are you not on the program to talk about...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Phil, I am outraged by the behavior of, again, a female employee of mine who defaced the property of Fraser Foods sometime during the workday yesterday when I went upstairs to the women's restroom to check the restroom, as I do every night.
I want to ask a question, Bob. Do you check the men's restroom, too?
Do I check the men's restroom? Is that your question?
Yes.
I check the men's restroom. I think I check the men's restroom. I make a point. If you're asking me, do I make a point of checking the women's restroom? Yes, I do, because I know some of them have got it in for me. So I make a point.
We didn't talk about someone got it in for you. What did it do?
What did he say?
You can talk. That's Robert Leonard on my staff.
I'm sorry, Robert. What did you say?
Women have got it in for you. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. What did I do? Why don't you ask the question, what did they do?
Well, if they have it in for you, we're wondering what it was you did to them.
No. They do it to me. And let me explain to you. I went up to the women's restroom.
Yeah, but do you check the ladies' restroom?
All right, we've answered that question.
Well, let's just move past that. If Green's got a thing for checking the women's bathroom, you know.
Oh, my God. So you think that's seat sniffing?
No one said that.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say that.
No, you do. You think it's seat sniffing.
No one said anything like that, Bob.
Well, I think I can hear in the sound of the man's voice what he's talking about.
I didn't say seat sniffing. I just said you got a thing for it.
Well, there's only one. If a guy's got a thing for checking a lady's restroom, it means only one thing. The guy is down on his hands and knees. He's got his nose, man. He's going, Sapphire. Is that what you mean?
Mr. Green, I'm going to ask you to get your shit together and call us back when you do.
Well, you can laugh. That man is obviously crackers.
Yeah, I think that guy's crackers, Mr. Henry.
That's what I said.
No, I'm reiterating it.
You're reiterating it? You mean reiterating?
Yeah.
Call him back, bud. I'm concerned for his safety.
Yeah.
What do you mean his safety?
A guy like that just screamed like that?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Green. Mr. Henry wants to know if you're okay. Well, you hung up because you were screaming. You go, yay! Huh? Yeah, that's what sounded like. You went, bah!
Okay, but don't take so much time talking to people, okay?
Sorry. I got to put you on the air. Mr. Henry's here, and he'll tell you the rest. He'll explain the rest, yeah. No, oh, you're doing it. Give me the phone.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to put you back on the air here. Now, we're sorry that you got upset.
You don't understand the kind of pressure I'm under. There's the stockholders. I've got a board meeting. And I got women upstairs who are spray painting on the bathroom stall. Bob Green has a case of Viagra a day delivered to his garage and hidden there under a tarp. Now, that was on the woman's, that was on the stall to a toilet. To a toilet. And there's a woman that looks like a female Alan Alda doing a commercial right now for back pain relief, if anybody's interested. Now,
No, we're not interested, Green. Where are you right now?
I'm in my grocery store, if you gotta know.
Well, we do. We just want to know. So is the employee still there?
The employee has been suspended.
So you knew who it was?
No, I did not.
Well, then how did you suspend the employee?
I can tell you that we found out through some of the other employees who the individual was, and I confronted her. And she assured me she didn't do it. And I said, well, who do you think did it? And she gave me the name of her boyfriend, who works in the back as a stalker. So we went ahead and suspended her because I need him for the next week. We've got an enormous influx of business. There's all kinds of deliveries being made. I can't lose one, if you pardon the expression, because you told me this was digital. I can't afford to lose one swinging dick. Okay?
We heard that.
Well, I'm sorry. So,
I still don't know. Did you suspend the employee that was responsible?
The answer is no, I did not. I suspended her boyfriend because the boyfriend is... No, I suspended her, but the boyfriend's the one that spray painted it.
The spray paint?
Well, it was a felt pen, spray paint. All of that is the same to me, Mr. Henry. When I see graffiti and I see the defacing of private property, to me, you might as well have urinated all over my personal property, the property of my store, where our other employees work and where our other employees are hoping to be comfortable in their work. And when I went up there last night and I saw Bob Green has a case of Viagra delivered to his garage once a day and hidden under a tarp, And,
Well, that must have taken up an awful lot of space on that bathroom stall.
Yes, it did. It did.
What was it written in, if you don't mind me saying?
It was actually carved into the paint using what looked like it looked like it might have been a switchblade knife. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming, given the quality of human being we're talking about, it was probably either a switchblade or some kind of a folding knife, or maybe carved into the stall using a bottle opener or a can opener, something you open up endless amounts of bottles of malt liquor, something like that. But as far as I'm concerned...
All right, okay, can, if we just take a break here. We're talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods about graffiti that has been, for the second time, defacing the bathroom stalls of the woman's employee's bathroom. And these are both instances, they were it was graffiti that was offensive to you.
Yeah, the first one had a big... It was, excuse me for saying this, and I apologize to the ladies that are listening, and I apologize to you, Margaret. The first one had a gigantic, it was a woman, you know, they drew the graffiti of a gigantic penis going into, excuse me for saying, the mouth of an individual wearing an apron, and there was an arrow pointing to it saying Bob Green. And then I said, I was shocked, of course, I didn't know what to do, so I wrote down, mine's bigger than that, and I drew an arrow to it. With my name, Bob Green says, mine's bigger than that, arrow pointing to it. That is the way you're supposed to do it.
Now, you told us about that, Bob. It all sounds very childish to us.
Yeah, and you told me about that. And I can assure you that's the graffiti protocol. If you want someone to read what you're responding...
Why are you even involving yourself in that ridiculous venue? Why don't you just fire or suspend the people involved? Why do you have to respond to things?
Because that's how they get the word. The first word they're going to get. The first thing any graffiti artist does, Phil, you may not know this, is to go directly to what they put on a wall or on a bathroom stall or on a toilet seat. The next day, they go directly to that toilet seat to see if there's been a response. And
you know this why?
You know something, boy.
You know, Phil, it's common knowledge.
Yeah, the fact that you are not that streetwise.
Okay, well, excuse me.
Well, that's all right, but what I'm telling you is this. So, this guy... is the guy that wrote, Bob Green's got a case of Viagra. Now, what I did is I wrote below that, no, I do not, but I know you do, Jesse. And I pointed an arrow to the comment about me getting a case of Viagra delivered to my garage and covered with a tarp. I said, I know you do, Jesse, and you probably don't hide it under a tarp because your girlfriend probably knows about it anyway, the girlfriend that works at checkout stand 3. And,
you know, all of this graffiti that you people are going back and forth with on this bathroom stall, there's probably no space left on the stall at all.
That's what I was thinking. You guys are writing whole paragraphs.
How did you write this? The other guy carved it in there with a switchblade.
I used, similar. I used a folding knife. I had a switchblade at home in a drawer that I had taken off of my nephew. My nephew is a good kid, but he's a dirty, filthy little punk, and I had to slap him around one night. And I pulled a switchblade off of him along with a zip gun, and I told him, you dirty, greasy punk. And I slapped him around and kicked him out, and that's the last I've seen of him. So I've got a zip gun, and I've got two switchblades, and I decided, okay, I'll fight fire with fire. I went down there, I opened up one of the switchblades, I armed myself, I protected myself with a zip gun in case they...
What do you mean a zip gun?
You don't know what a zip gun is.
No, I know what a zip gun is. What are you talking about, you got a zip gun? What does that mean?
What?
He had a zip gun, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he had a zip gun in a...
I know where he had it. Why are you going around with a zip gun in your pocket? What is this? What is this, Chicago, 1958?
Well, look, Phil, I don't know where you've been, but a lot of these kids today have switchblade knives and zip guns.
Do they have zip guns? A lot of them have real guns. That's my understanding.
Well, be that as it may, I went down there, and I carved into the bathroom stall. No, I happen to know that you do, Jesse. Now, Jesse's here. And I want to talk to you. I want you to come up here. Jesse, come on up here. All right, Jesse Valenzuela, come on up here. I want to talk to you. Jesse, tell Mr. Henry about... Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?
Good, Jesse. So, let me ask you something. Were you the guy that put that graffiti in there?
Yeah, I put that graffiti in there because he's been giving my girlfriend a hard time. My girlfriend, Belinda, she works in the third checkout stand. And don't go into a big, long story. I'm going to go into a big, long story, but I want to tell Mr. Henry that she works at the third checkout stand down there. And I said to her,
What's going on? She said, Mr. Green, you know, before I went out with you, Jesse, I went out with Mr. Green.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, see, you didn't know that, did you?
Oh, God damn it.
What happened?
Well, she said she went out with Mr. Green, and Mr. Green had to, like, swallow a bottle of Viagra just to be able to get a little tiny chubbo.
God damn it.
Did they just hang up?
Yes, they did. I think he's embarrassed.
Yeah, he probably got embarrassed over the fact he had to take a bottle for a chub.
Well, had to take a bottle for a chub. Now, what did I just hear?
Well, what I thought I heard was that the girlfriend, call him back.
That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, hey, is this Mr. Valenzuela or Mr. Just? Yeah. Well, Mr. Green? Yeah, we got to talk to Mr. Green. I got to talk to Mr. Green. No one else will do. No one else will do. Get him on here before I get him on here before I get angry. Hello? Hello? He hung up.
Yeah, you bet he hung up. Give me the phone. I'll talk to him. Hi, let me talk to Jesse, please. Is this you, Jesse? How you doing? Phil Henry. Phil Henry? What's your last name? Martin? Wrong number, I'm sorry.
I am, though.
Give me the... Call the number, will you?
You know what? You two guys couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight in a closet.
No, don't worry about it.
Hello, Jesse? Is Bob there? Bob, it's Phil Henry. Bob, take it easy.
Damn it. Hey, well, Mr. Green, No. This guy, that girl, I went out with her. I was a very sad and lonely guy. The night I went out with Belinda, it was just a very quick date. She asked me if there was anything she could do for me, and I said, okay, and it was chub. You threw the bottle of Viagra. He saw me take maybe a few Viagra, yeah, but yeah, I'd just taken them and...
All right, we don't need to hear any more of that.
More than chub. He said it was like chub. Hey, you know something, pal? Here, do you want to see it? No, I don't want to see it. All right, well... Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. The guy ran out of here, Phil. You see...
Are you pulling your...
The guy said all I had was a chub, but...
What are you doing, man? Are you pulling your dick out in front of your male employees?
If this guy's telling me that all I can manage is a chub and a bottle of Viagra, friend, I will protect my good name and reputation. And what I pulled out of my slacks, let me just say this. I pulled out what's definitely the pole position. Oh.
You know, Phil, you've got nothing but garbage for friends.
Thank you very much for that.
I'm sorry, you've got nothing but garbage for friends.
Thank you very much for that.
Am I talking to you?
No.
Thank you very much for that.
Am I talking to you?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, so you guys are going to get your kicks, is that it?
Oh, I'm just saying,
No, you didn't just say. I just heard all three of these guys.
Well, thank you.
Shut up.
Thank you, Miss Gray.
Shut up.
Can't tell people to shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Hey! Watch it. Hey!
Ow! Fucking...
God damn.
You know, you're just pissed off because of that Hotel Ronaldo weirdo.
No, you're just pissed off because Bob Green probably doesn't need a bottle of Viagra. I think, and I've heard tell from a few of the women, that it's green team time.
What? What does that mean?
No, you don't know what it means. Oh, I know what it means.
I would like to thank the good people at Fracture for sponsoring the show here today. Fracture, a company that prints photos directly onto glass, and they create a living piece of art from your beautiful keepsake memento photographs. Please contact the guys at Fracture today. You can go to fracture.com to check them out online. And if you are, of course, a listener to The Phil Henry Show, which you are right now, you get 15% off with the coupon code PHIL. 15% off with the coupon code PHIL. Get your beautiful photographs put on glass and made to last in a manner that will be as memorable as anything. Go to the people at Fracture. And by the way, they've got all kinds of prices, all kinds of settings, all kinds of sizes, starting at $15 for the small square size. It's Fracture. They are quality checked by a great team in Gainesville, Florida, and they are offering 15% off with the coupon code PHIL, P-H-I-L. Just go to fracture.me to check it out online. That's fracture.me to check out what they got online. World-famous Phil Henry Show, man, this has been about as goofy a thing.
I got a bone to pick. You know, I will tell you this much.
This is the goofiest thing that I've ever been involved in.
I will tell you this much. That guy Green, every time you have him on, he wants to talk about toilets.
And by the way, when he said he's getting down on his knees and sniffing the seats, I think he's got a little bit of experience of that. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to say. World famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, we're on social media. That is www.facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, spelled with a PHANS. And you can also check us out at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry or twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. And General,
now the YouTube channel, the Real Bud Dick. Well, Bud, you want to?
Yeah, YouTube channel is Real Bud Dickman. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Check out YouTube.
All right. Check out YouTube. Check out Facebook. Check out Twitter. Phil Henry Show. I swore I wouldn't
tell. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for CFRA Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Sideshow Network. Something's in the water. And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking bum. Yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, you got the yams. The yam running out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 365 days times two, I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say, oh, yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh, yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. Goat mouth mammy fucker. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run from mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, building woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limitin' it with the gold play. Straight from the bottom, it's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king. Oh yeah? Bitch, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh yeah? Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
I remember you was conflicted.